I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Just over 4 weeks ago, America had no real plan to vaccinate most of the country. My predecessor, as my mother would say, God love him, failed to order enough vaccines, failed to mobilize the effort to administer the shots, failed to set up vaccine centers. That changed the moment we took office. I directed Jeff Science, my COVID-19 response coordinator, to lead my administration's work with the vaccine manufacturers to buy more vaccines and to speed up delivery. We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. That doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time. Here's what else we did. When we discovered that vaccine manufacturers weren't being prioritized when it came to scrutinizing and securing supplies they needed, we fixed that problem and got them what they needed. We also used the Defense Production Act to speed up the supply chain for key equipment, like fill pumps and filters, which has already helped increase vaccine production. And as we increase supply, we're carrying out a clear plan to get shots into the arms of 300 million Americans or more. And I know people want confidence that it's safe. Well, I just toured, and it's where it's being made. It takes more time to do the check for safety than it does actually to make the vaccine. That's how fastidious they are. And listen to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci assured me that COVID-19 vaccines were safe. That's why several weeks ago I went through the rigorous scientific review. That's why I took my vaccine shot publicly to demonstrate to the American people that I know and believe it's safe. That's why Vice President Harris also received her shot publicly. We all know there's some history, there's some hesitancy about taking this vaccine. We all know there's a history in this country of having subjected certain communities to terrible medical abuses in the past. But if there's one message to cut through to everyone in this country, it's this: the vaccines are safe. Please, for yourself, your family, your community, this country, take the vaccine when it's your turn and available. That's how to beat this pandemic. And we're making progress. We deployed more vaccinators, the people to put the vaccine in your arm. We're now making it possible for retired doctors and nurses to come back and under law administer these shots. We've put new vaccinators in the field. These include over 800 medical personnel from our commissioned corps at the Department of Health and Human Services, and personnel from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Defense Department, National Guard. We're literally lining up thousands of vaccinators. Because it's one thing to have the vaccine, and it's very different to get it in someone's arms. We're also creating more places for people to get vaccinated. We provided $3 billion to states, territories, and tribes to create hundreds of new vaccination centers to ramp up the existing ones that are there. We've worked with governors in California, Texas, New York, and more to come to stand up mass vaccine sites and stadiums. That'll be open 24/7 in arenas and community centers. It's an effort that's on top of the federal government covering the full cost for the state's use of their National Guards for pandemic efforts. We also started shipping vaccines directly to thousands of local pharmacies across the country so eligible folks can get the COVID-19 shot like they would a flu shot. And for folks who aren't near a pharmacy or mass vaccination centers, we're deploying mobile clinics. These are special vehicles and pop-up clinics that meet folks where they live, folks who don't have access to transportation to get the shots. We're also supplying vaccines to community health centers, federal community health centers, to reach those who are hit the hardest, Black, Latinos, Native Americans, and rural communities, which have higher rates of COVID infections and deaths than any other group. We're now at a point where we've seen the average daily number of people vaccinated nearly double from the week before I took office to about 1.7 million average per day getting a shot. We're on track to surpass my commitment. You may remember when I said in my first 100 days just before I was inaugurated which seemed like 100 days, but anyway, first 100 days before I was inaugurated, that we'd administer 100 million shots in my first 100 days. But we're on the path to do that. We're averaging 1.7 million a day. Soon we'll be at 50 million, and I'm confident we'll exceed the number. But that's just the floor. We have to keep going. But despite the progress, we're still in the teeth of a pandemic. New strains are emerging. In a few days, we'll cross 500,000 Americans who will have died from COVID-19. 500,000. That is almost 70,000 more than all the Americans who died in World War II over a four-year period. All the sorrow, all the heartache, all the pain. And while we wait for everyone to get vaccinated, we still need you to wash your hands, stay socially distanced, and mask up to help save lives. That's why, with the authority I have as president, I signed an executive order, the only authority I have to require this, to require masking on all federal property, all modes of travel like planes, trains, and buses. We've been calling on governors and mayors and local officials, Republicans and Democrats, to institute mask mandates within their jurisdictions. Look, I know it's inconvenient, but you're making a difference when you do it. Everything we do matters. We need everyone to do their part for themselves, for their loved ones, and yes, for your country. It's a patriotic duty.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.